Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 10, the opulence of the absolute. Text 12 through 13. Arjuna said, this is in response to Krishna's speaking on the Chatuslokhi Bhagavatam, the Chatuslokhi Bhagavad Gita. 12:13 is Arjuna's response to that. You are the supreme personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyas confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. Comment. Arjuna calls Krishna Pavitram Paramam, the supreme pure. One who knows him as such also becomes pure. In the next five verses, Arjuna requests Krishna to tell him more about his glories. 14. O Krishna, I totally accept this truth, all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, could understand your personality. Comment. Srila Prabhupada states that Arjuna is teaching us the mood in which we should accept Krishna's words. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan comments that Arjuna calls Krishna Keshava. K refers to Lord Brahma and Sha to Lord Shiva, and Va indicates that Krishna binds Brahma and Shiva with knowledge of himself. He thus makes them his devotees. How then can they independently understand Krishna? What to speak of him being known by less powerful demigods or the demons? Therefore, only Krishna can truly know himself, and Arjuna will point this out in the next verse. 15. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your own internal potency, O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Comment. As the Lord of the universe, Krishna protects the world through his teachings, such as the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna will now request Krishna to explain even more about himself. 16. Arjuna says, please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. 17. O Krishna, O supreme mystic, how shall I constantly think of you, and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? Comment. Arjuna asked Krishna to tell him of his opulences, although Krishna has already explained that he is everything. Aham Savasya Prabhava. Arjuna, however, is requesting more information. Why? Because he wants to think of Krishna. Krishna recommended this process to Arjuna at the end of chapter 6, Madgitena Antaratmana. Always abide in me and think of me within yourself. And in the last verse of chapter 9, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto. Always think of me and become my devotee. Krishna also told Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita 10:7, that being factually convinced of his opulence will purify him and inspire him to engage in pure devotional service. Therefore, Arjuna wants to hear more about Krishna from Krishna himself. Srila Prabhupada explains that Arjuna has asked about Krishna's all-pervading opulence on behalf of the common man, who find it easier to concentrate his mind on physical representations than on Krishna's spiritual form. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, the superior devotee is concerned not only for his own understanding, but for the understanding of all mankind. So Arjuna, out of his mercy, because he is a Vaishnava, a devotee, is opening for the common man the understanding of the all-pervasiveness of the Supreme Lord. 18. O Janardana, Arjuna says, again, please describe in detail the mystic powers of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Comment. Srila Vishnu of Chakravarti Thakur describes an objection that could be raised by Krishna. But haven't I already said that all things are my opulent expansions in my statement? In my statement, I am the source of all things? And haven't I already described devotional service in my words? Quote, understanding this, the wise worship me. Arjuna responds to this in the verse beginning, Vistarena, text 18. O Janardana, with the sweet nectar of your instructions, you are generating in me a greed to hear, thus agitating me and impelling me to beg for more. What else then can I do but beg? While imbibing the nectar of Krishna's instructions, Arjuna's ears are acquiring the ability to taste as if they were tongues. That was the comment of Srila Vishnu of Chakravarti Thakur on text 18. Krishna now describes his opulences, which he will continue to do for the remainder of this chapter. And we shall end here and continue soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.